Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hello and welcome to Scaredy Boys, a podcast where three cowardly friends discuss horror movies. I'm Damien.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Tom.
And for this episode, we don't know what we're going to watch. So, boys, welcome back to Scaredy Studios. It's very good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
2024.
Sean's back in the country after being on the lam.
They couldn't catch me.
Which, actually, some very necessary context. So, for any non-Patreon listeners who don't listen to Eye Cramps, the wheel has no meaning to you, as far as I'm aware. Have we ever done the wheel on Scaredy Boys?
It's got to come up.
We would have talked about it, I think. But it's possible we haven't.
All right.
Because we're professional. We might have had professional boundaries.
Yes.
But, I mean, the wheel is so important to all of our lives.
Yes, that it comes up quite naturally.
I use the wheel just in life.
Yeah, me too.
To decide what movie to watch.
Yeah.
We've been going through this thing where, like, we've moved house, like, in the last few months. And right. We're still unpacking because it takes you 2 years
to do.
Yeah,
of course.
And we're just, like, getting, like, movies together and putting them in spots. And Amanda will just, like, get, like, a stack of, like, four or five that she likes the look of and just, like, put them on the table. And then I put them on the wheel. And then I spin the wheel and then we put one on.
Yep.
We kneel at the wheel.
We kneel at this wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we didn't talk about the wheel on this show.
I don't think
we
have.
Briefly tell you the origin of it.
Please do.
I work with a young lad named Kados the Weapon, and occasionally we'll buy something for lunch at work. And we were getting to a point where it was just so hard to decide. There were a lot of options in the area. And I'm pretty sure it was Kados's idea. He just said, let's just spin a wheel.
Right.
And so we Googled, you know, wheel spin or whatever, and we picked whatever the first one was.
Yeah.
It ended up being
Wheel of Names.
Wheel of Names.
Yes.
And we just put six options on there and spun the wheel, and that's where we went for lunch. And we started doing it.
Why
and
six?
I mentioned it. I think there were only six things that we liked in the area.
Yeah. Because that six has held on.
Six has been the number that
every,
we've got.
For every iCramps that we do.
And then I mentioned it to you guys, and then it became this fun idea to do it on iCramps, pick six movies.
Well, so you, Tom, and Dusha did it on iCramps as a great idea. And so I was just, I was purely an iCramps listener at the time. Big fan, loved the show, listened to it. Thought the wheel was absolutely brilliant and messaged you boys to tell you so. And that's when Dusha said, well, damn it, you should come on and just spin the wheel, mate. Spin the wheel.
But then you fucked the wheel.
Actually, yeah, you did fuck the wheel.
The wheel was a source of joy.
Oh, yes. It was a beautiful thing. It was full of six possibilities.
And then
six
you added knives to one of those possibilities where it was like, here's a wheel. Five of the options are beautiful sticky date pudding. One of the options is a beautiful sticky date pudding with glass in it.
Why would you have done that? You picked
You
picked what became known as the fucked sixth choice.
Yes.
So we would pick five things that we want to watch and then a sixth film that's, depending on the way you want to look at it, for a lot of us, it was something that utterly terrified us that we didn't want to ever watch.
Morbius.
Morbius.
I had to watch a horror movie that I still don't think we should do on this show. Tom and I have now seen it.
It might come up on the wheel today.
I'm annoyed. I quit.
So now we've gone even further because basically
If I have to watch that today, I'll kill myself.
You kneel at the wheel, Sean.
We
kneel at the wheel.
Do you kneel?
No, I don't have to. I must.
Yeah. Fuck. So then, for any non-Patreon listeners, basically what we put a call out to our patrons late last year and basically said, had a form they could fill out where we wanted everyone to give us one movie and we'll basically put them all on the biggest and scariest wheel of all time, give it a spin, and we have to watch what it lands on.
Yeah.
So we have gone
for... Big wheel keep on turning, baby.
Yeah. The biggest wheel that is all fucked options.
Yes.
There's no good options on this wheel.
No, there would be a couple though, right? Someone's probably... I trust our listeners.
We were at a scaredy retreat, I think, last year.
Yeah.
And we did a little experiment to see... Because I think one of us wondered, how big can the wheel be?
Right.
And we did a little experiment where we put like a shitload of things on there. And that's when we realized we could do the biggest wheel of all time. Yeah.
It was inspiring and terrifying all at once.
knowing that we live here and God has created us and we laugh in his face.
Yeah. Also, I think it's quite funny that, so for our year in review episode, Sean, you had this really beautiful revelation where you're like, you know, we sometimes choose movies because they're so fucked and we think, well, that's the purpose of the show, is that we challenge ourselves in this really extreme way. And then you had this beautiful revelation, and a lot of listeners have written in with very encouragingly, which was that you sort of said, well, I just want to actually chase what I think is going to be interesting. Yes, it will scare me if I still care about the characters and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Because obviously we'd had the experience where so often we're like, choose a movie we think is going to scare us, but it's focusing too much on the scares, not about the characters, we don't connect to it, and then it doesn't actually even scare us, so it's not fulfilling on any level.
Yep.
So the idea for 2024 this year is that we chase the movies we're really interested in, anything that sort of excites us and gets us, you know, keen, which I'm 100% there for. I think it's always more fun to talk about something you're passionate about than something you're not. And instead, we've then immediately turned around and given over all control to the beautiful Brave Babes and Cowardly Custards, but still.
I love that it's like, yeah, we're gonna pick things that we like, except for the first episode of the year, where we're going to watch something someone else has picked.
Well, we have to just believe that we've got a lot of beautiful listeners who are wonderful people, and we're going to have to hope that a lot of them have a similar view to us.
Yes.
And they're chasing stories that they love and are interested in.
The issue is... we have a lot of brave babes.
Yes. Those BBs, they get us into trouble.
Yeah.
Where are the Cowley Custards giving us the cheap, easy
options?
Where are my
CCs? Yes. My corn chips, my Canadian clubs.
In the thing that you created for this, Damon, for people to write in their thing, did you specify horror film?
I think I did.
Okay, damn.
Yeah, sorry, man.
I was just hoping there'd be like a flood of Paddington and Paddington 2 and stuff
Look, we've got a few. So what I'm thinking is, I'll, as quickly as possible, read through the list.
Sure.
Okay.
It is a big list.
Yep.
So we got 75 total, which is more than enough for our big scary wheel. Some of them are double ups, so we don't actually have a full 75. Some of them we've already seen before.
Oh, what?
For this show. Criminal Offence. We're going to kick you off.
We're going to take your money, but you won't get any access to any
yes.
content.
Tom's also very good at kicking. He may find you and kick you.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. It'll have to be like back catalogue of people. Because I don't necessarily, if I join a podcast, like start listening to it.
Yeah.
I might dip back every now and again.
That's more than fair. I don't like, we've got, what are we up to now? We're edging up to 200 episodes.
Jesus, we're edging ourselves.
We're edging ourselves like fucking crazy on this podcast.
Yeah.
Will we allow any of the double ups? For instance, if there was, say, if someone had suggested Bram Stoker's Dracula.
No, I think we've seen it before. It needs to go. Is my feeling.
Need to be off the wheel.
Off the wheel entirely.
Right,
I'm
fine,
sorry.
If you want to be a
buzzkill
over here.
You don't have to have listened to every episode of Scary Boys, but if you are making a suggestion, you maybe could have done your due diligence and gone back and said, have they actually watched it yet?
Fair enough.
Sean, I'll just watch Bram Stoker's Dracula in my own time.
No, you watch it with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And me.
And Daybar.
And we might even do an audio commentary at some point. Yeah. Who knows? Juicy. All right. So I'll go through this list as quickly as possible. I've highlighted some that either we've done before. I've highlighted some for they're on our no-no get fucked option that I generally like.
Interesting.
I'm worried. And then I've highlighted some that were just repeats, as in more than one person suggested this.
Cool,
okay.
Yeah,
film. Okay. So first movie, 13 Ghosts.
Okay. Yep.
Have heard of it.
Yep. Next one is called 8, which they've said is a South African horror story.
Shit.
Ugh.
Not heard of that one.
That's going to be scary.
Curious. A Tale of Two Sisters. Have we heard of this one?
No.
Boys, I have.
It's a Japanese or maybe Korean.
It's on Amanda's list.
Oh, no.
Woo!
Did Amanda put this on the... Did Amanda write this movie on the scary wheel?
She's not giving us $5. Okay.
Alone?
Okay, yep. I've wanted to see that one.
What do you think of the scary rating for that?
I don't think it'll be super scary. It's like a home invasion sort of chase sort of film.
Okay. Annihilation?
Oh, yes, that's
interesting.
Yep.
Autopsy of Jane Doe. I feel like that was inevitably always going to make the list.
That's one that's, I'm scared
of
that one.
When we did an eye cramps and I had to pick a sixth fucked option, I went to Amanda.
Right.
Has the most fucked horror brain I know.
Yes.
And that was the one that she suggested.
Interesting.
To me.
I don't like that.
Yep. Don't like that one bit.
Okay.
Haven't we done Annihilation?
No, we've often talked about doing
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we just rewatched it after we talked about it.
I think we've all read it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've actually seen that one.
Do we put that on? Yeah, I guess we should put it
on. I think we should put that on the. Yeah.
I'll just say, I kind of hope it doesn't land on that. I'd like to see something fresh.
Well, we've got a lot of options. Yeah. So
we've only done five.
The odds of not getting one are very high.
The A's still.
Yeah. Pump it.
Barbarian. Already seen it.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Yeah,
get out of here.
This one's contentious. Bo is Afraid.
I mean, I've heard it described as a horror.
Okay.
It's Ari Aster. Is he banned?
I think Bo is Afraid is allowed. Okay. It's a long one.
It's 3 hours. It's a horror comedy from what I've heard.
Comedy? Get rid of it.
Okay.
No.
That's because I heard 3 hours.
3 hours.
Yeah. Bones and All.
Ooh, okay. Oh,
is that Timothy Chalamet?
I have no idea. I've never heard of it.
Timothy Chalamet.
Okay.
Fear Inc.
No, I haven't heard of it.
Fertility, I think it is.
Haven't heard of it.
Gongjian, Haunted Asylum.
Oh. Does it say who suggested it?
No, I only thought of this after the fact that
goddamn
I should
son of a bitch.
Give us your name, yeah.
Fuck.
So Gongjian, Haunted Asylum, this is when the wheel portrayed Sean over on iCramps.
Yes. Yep.
You have watched this movie.
I have.
I've also seen it.
I have not seen it.
Don't want to
rewatch this.
Think about it ever again. Thanks. If it lands on that, Jesus Christ.
This next one, we got a few people put this one forward. Grave Encounters.
I've seen it.
Okay.
Upsetting.
Okay.
Found footage.
Okay.
Haunted Asylum.
Next one, please.
I will also say someone, one of the Grave Encounters people said, or Paddington 2, you choose.
Well, I'll take that advice.
So I'm going to combine all the Grave Encounters into one option for the wheel, but I will leave that addendum on there.
Okay.
Hellraiser.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm actually, to be honest, keen. Worried about it, but also keen to see it. Yeah.
This next person, you're breaking the rules, and I think you know you're breaking the rules because they've said Hereditary.
Yeah, it's breaking the rules.
I want to put this to you.
Yeah.
Put it on the wheel.
Oh!
Where do we draw the line?
Hey, Damo. I'm with Sean.
Out of respect for the process.
Yeah.
Are we going to ban stuff? Also, there's going to be 78
things
on the wheel.
When I put this out to the patrons, so I had a Patreon post explaining, hey, we've come up with a way for you all to suggest a movie. We're going to watch one. I specifically said, don't put Hereditary.
Okay. Well, then as the captain's call, if you want to leave it off, I'll respect
it. But now I feel like a prick. The boys are on board.
It's literally 30 seconds of courage saying, chuck it on. Chuck it on. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. We're never watching it.
Hey, all right. It's never
real.
I think leave it on. I think,
hey, Sean, I reckon chuck it on the wheel.
I think put it on.
If it lands on it, though.
Yeah, right, we'll cop it.
Is today the day?
Oh, fuck. I didn't expect it.
Think about this, mate. Really think about it. It could land. Fuck. Fate is a cruel mistress.
It probably will land on it.
Yeah.
I've been betrayed by the wheel several times.
The wheel is very much fuck around and find out. We are fucking around.
Let
right
Tom
now.
Press spin because the wheel spin. Sucks him off.
Loves to suck my dick.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. That's good. All right. Next one. Hermana. Oh, I'm going to say this wrong. Mura. M-U-E-R-E. I'm guessing a Spanish one by that name.
I haven't heard of it.
So it came out last year, 2023.
All right.
This one, another one came up a few times. Housebound.
I know of this New Zealand one.
I think there's a comedy album.
I think I've told you about this one. This is, a woman who's under house arrest and the house is haunted or something.
Very nice.
Along those lines.
Yeah. Like that's a good concept.
We got these next two, I think, should not be on the wheel.
Okay.
Human Centipede 2.
Strike them off.
Yeah, they're not going to be fun.
I have so little interest.
Hereditary will be well made. Do you know what I mean? And Tony Collette will be good.
Look, I'm sure Hereditary is a good film.
Yeah.
We're deeply terrified of it. Human Centipede.
Fuck off.
Human Centipede will be just us just being angry at having to record a podcast.
It won't be good.
No.
We want to be... We're open to being scared, not disgusted.
Yes. Yeah. So... To the beautiful patrons who put those on, I'm sorry, but I feel like you did. One literally wrote LOL next to it, so I feel like they knew what they were doing.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah. Next one, Itchy the Killer.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Okay, yep.
Okay. Kill List.
Is that a Ben Wheatley film?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Boys.
Tom, mate.
Dog shit.
Oh, okay.
I gave it one star.
Whoa, from Thomas. Shit.
Well, I have to respect the process.
Okay.
Keep it on there, but just letting you know, I hated that movie.
All right. Well, if Tom's spinning the wheel won't give him that. So we're safe there because the wheel loves Tom.
Yep.
Lair of the White Worm.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yes.
That's got Sutherland in it, I'm pretty sure.
I've not heard of this.
It's like a Hammer adjacent.
I think. Okay. Mm. Yeah, spin it.
Last Shift.
Haven't heard of it.
No.
Wait.
Oh.
It's not the Jamie Foxx vampire one.
No.
Came in 2014.
Okay. No, I've seen this one.
How many of you, why have you seen so many?
It's a piece of shit, mate.
This is, they remade it last year
with
a new name, and it's the name of the demon in it.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next one, Let the Right One In, the Swedish one, not the American remake. We've watched it. We've talked about it.
Yeah. Did they say or?
No, they specifically said the Swedish one, not the American remake. Because
The American one's called Let Me In, isn't it?
Yes.
I think so. But yeah, we've done that one. Guess what? Happy days for you. You can go back and listen to it right now.
And we loved it. So enjoy that app.
Next one comes from Sean Carney. It's Loch Ness.
How did he get in there?
I don't know. He snuck in.
Strike it off the wheel.
I'd put it on, but
it's not a horror.
If I'm leaving, got a monster. If I'm leaving Hereditary on the wheel.
Tom, it's called the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah. I'm leaving it. I'm final verdict. I will put Hereditary on if we can have Loch Ness to even out the odds a bit.
Okay.
I respect that call.
You fucking
would. No, but don't you agree with that? That's fair. I'm still not sold on Hereditary being on the list. It is on the banned list.
You said.
I've been saying that all day.
You piece of shit. Martyrs.
They're fucked out of the list. I've seen it. It's bad. You boys will hate it so much. I gave it half a star, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Shit film.
Okay.
It's just miserable.
Someone's paid a hard-earned $5 a month there.
They have.
All right, fuck it. Chuck Martyrs on the list.
Right. I don't ever want to watch it. This is a hard one.
This is tough. This biggest and scariest wheel is generally, I'm getting more uncomfortable.
I think you got to leave it on.
All right.
Does it fall into the category of filmmaking of Human Centipede?
No. Just because I guess you could argue it's well made.
But the overall effect
it's the meanest movie I've ever seen.
Okay. We'll leave it on.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Leave it on.
All right.
Well, then, look. If we put Martyrs on, put Human Centipede back on. Oh, we can't fuck the big wheel.
The cost is high.
But do it. Put them both back on.
Fine. Fuck. All right, fine.
Put them both back on.
Yeah, all right, fine. Fine.
I don't like. We can still back out.
No, it's fine. Okay, I agree with him for 30 seconds.
Yep. The next two we've done. So again, for you, the next two people, you get to go listen to the episode right now. So there's no One Will Save You and Paranormal Activity.
Ah, two great movies.
Yeah.
Phantasm.
Oh, okay. This is all right.
Sounds familiar.
1979 is Phantasm.
I haven't heard of many.
No, I don't think it is. It's someone famous who made it though.
All right. Okay. Piggy.
I've seen. Oh wait,
2022.
No, I've not seen Piggy.
Okay,
I've seen the poster for Piggy.
This next one, I hope we get one because I think it won't be too scary, and I'm very very curious. Poltergeist.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I'd be keen to do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Fuck the wheel. Just let's watch Poltergeist.
Possessor.
Oh no, I don't want to do that.
It's on the wheel, baby.
Oh, it has to be. But fuck, whoever sent that in.
Yes,
that's Andrea Riseborough.
I know, I love her, but it's gonna. I don't want to see her in horror films.
Possum.
Oh yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's on Amanda's list. Do you want to see the poster for it?
Why do you want to ruin things for me?
Is Possum by Garth Marenghi?
It's from 2018. Would he have made that recently? As in the actual guy?
Yeah, the guy. Yeah.
He made a genuine horror film.
I feel like he has.
I'm going to look it up.
You don't have the time to linger on it, but Tom, you look up who directed Possum.
Another one that we got, two different people who both said the same thing, which is the movie Pulse, and they both asked very cheekily that we do both the Japanese original and the American remake.
Haven't we? Oh, I've seen it. That's why.
Pulse rings a bell like I thought I'd seen it.
I definitely have not.
Okay.
But yeah.
It's on the list, I guess.
So look, will we watch both?
Hey.
No. We'll watch the original.
Boys. Possum.
Yeah.
Written and directed by Matthew Holness.
Wow. There you go. Yeah. Showing us.
Garth Marenghi.
Don't expect the tone of the show.
No, because the poster is this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I will say something positive about it. 85 minutes, baby.
Ooh, okay. Next one, Raw.
Oh, yeah, no, I know what that one is.
You know too much about these movies, Tom.
Cannibalism, baby.
Ugh, that makes me uncomfortable.
Put it on, unfortunately.
I think it's by the director of Detain.
Reanimator.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is that Cronenberg?
I don't know.
Okay, doesn't matter.
Next one, Remember.
Don't know what
that
is.
Don't know one either.
We've got some real obscure stuff
here. Yes. Wreck 2, which again, a few people put forth.
Okay.
Resolution.
Nah.
Saint Maud.
Have heard of that.
I've seen that.
Scared of that.
I don't know if this is the type of it. There's one that just says Serbian Film 2010.
No, there's a movie called that. Serbian
Film. Okay, great.
I'm going to say, that shouldn't be on the list. That's like a movie that scares Joel Dusha.
Ooh,
it's a really mean, awful.
Biggest, scariest wheel.
All right, fuck you then. Leave it in there.
Okay.
I don't want to watch that. If that lands on that movie.
I did this wheel thinking we could veto. I generally thought we were allowed to veto.
I didn't think we were.
All right. We love you, patrons. You sons of bitches. I hate you.
Suggesting Serbian film. I'm going to find you and shoot you with a gun in real life if we have to watch that movie.
Fuck it out. Suitable Flesh.
Never heard of it. What is going on?
It came out last year, 2023, Suitable Flesh. Right. Okay.
Don't know.
Suspiria.
Which one?
2018.
Ooh, okay. I've seen both. Yes.
Okay. Mm. Sweetheart.
One of Amanda's favorites. Sweetheart. I don't know what that is.
Another one that got a lot of people writing in, Terrified.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's by the Evil Lurks guy. That's that,
yeah.
It's got a shocker of a poster.
I hope we don't get that one.
Yeah, me too. Fuck my life.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I hope
keen
we get
to
that.
Watch that, yeah, to be honest.
A classic we've missed, yep. So good suggestion, whoever put that one forward. Thanksgiving.
Is it Thanksgiving?
No, nope, they wrote Thanksgiving, so I assume it's something else.
I'll look it up.
I want to do Thanksgiving.
I do too.
The Eli Roth one that just came out.
I had a mate who walked out of it.
Because of how gruesome it is or because of how shit it is?
How shit it was.
Oh, okay.
He obviously expected gruesomeness.
Oh, and it doesn't deliver.
I'm sure it does.
Interesting. Okay, no, Thanksgiving is a movie from 2008. It goes for 66 minutes.
All right, that might be my top choice. It's directed by
Jordan Downey. It has an average rating of 2.2. It is called, the tagline is, "Gobble, gobble, motherfucker. A homicidal turkey axes off college kids during Thanksgiving break." Here is the poster.
Okay, I hope the wheel is kind
put on
to
five
us.
Times. We should be able to put something on five times for putting Hereditary on once.
That's true. Do you know what I mean? That's true. We do have Loch Ness. It's still in there. Loch Ness five times. The Devil's Advocate.
Oh, is that the Pacino one that you love, Tom?
1998? Is that
I
when
hope
that
we
came
get
out?
That. That's okay. Such a good movie.
Is that a horror?
Well, it's The Devil.
All right, fine. Okay. Fair play. Next one.
It's also horny as shit. Right.
The Eyes of My Mother.
That title rings a bell.
Okay. The Grudge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scary.
I'm going to start smashing through, otherwise we're going to be... This needs must, jazz must get a bit boring.
Let's go fast.
All right. The Harbinger, The Host, The House That Jack Built, The Medium, The Ring. Again, another couple that we got on repeat, both The Taking of Deborah Logan and The Tunnel.
Oh,
I own The Tunnel.
Okay. Tom's giving me... Oh, he wants that. That's okay.
Australian. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
Oh, a piece of shit.
You worry me, boy.
I wish we could wipe his brain.
Yeah. I want him to have to come
Eternal Sunshine stuff.
Because it gives him power.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
I like what we all haven't
seen it. You're a dog, mate.
Do you know what would be so much better? If I could just like, if you could stick a pen in the back of my neck and just turn me off.
Yeah, a hard reset for this boy.
Permanently.
All right. Triangle.
No.
I'm guessing maybe Bermuda Triangle.
Sam Neill one about the Bermuda Triangle.
Okay. Underwater.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep.
Kristen Stewart, yeah.
Unfriended.
Kristen.
Unfriended, okay. Haunted social media.
And then a couple of what that came through, but I think they actually put it on before we did this one, which was When Evil Lurks.
Okay.
Which we're definitely taking that off. I'm not rewatching that no thank you. This one I'm personally not that excited for, which is Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
So, I don't want to do that shit.
This is when Winnie the Pooh got into the-
Yeah, copyright domain. Free or whatever.
Yeah. And people make horror movies about it. We'll leave it on, but I personally I don't know, that doesn't do much for me.
No.
Yeah.
Nor me.
And then we're up to the last one, which is Witchfinder General, 1968.
Oof. All right. No Hammer.
Well, unless Witchfinder General is Hammer, I'm not sure.
I think the Lair of the White Worm is, and it's not
right.
Sutherland, it's Peter Capaldi.
Oh, ooh. Interesting.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Some for the biggest and scariest wheel of all time.
Got the volume up on that wheel?
I will. Give me 1 second.
I don't want to do this. I've changed my mind. Let's just watch Poltergeist. Let's just watch Loch Ness.
Oh.
Okay. Would you boys like to see this wheel?
I would love to see the wheel.
Let me spin my little laptop around because this is one
fucking hell.
Scary wheel.
Did you get a photo of that?
I did just take a photo.
Any shuffling?
I've done zero shuffling so far.
Should it get 6 shuffles?
Okay. The original 6?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Before you do that, I'm just going to make sure volume's on and up. Tom, I want you to both shuffle and spin.
Okay.
As the man the wheel has sucked off.
Okay. I would like to remind you, as I'm doing this, the last two times I've spun the wheel for eye cramps, the wheel has not sucked me off.
Wait, what?
I had to watch a scary movie because I made a fucked wheel with one good choice.
Oh, shit. Maybe Damo should.
And then I had to watch The Fountain.
Yeah, this is when you were on the lam overseas. Right.
Mm.
Yes.
Flyway home. Well done, mate. Pretty fortunate.
And... Happy 6. All right, we ready?
Spin that wheel.
Fuck.
Oh.
That's beautiful. Oh, it's hypnotizing.
It's honestly beautiful.
Whoa.
Oh, that's very funny.
Oh.
Okay.
Sean, do you want to tell the listeners what we landed on?
We landed on Grave Encounters or Paddington 2. You choose.
There it is.
There we get the choice, boys. So
was Grave Encounters the one that multiple people
put on?
Funny.
I only put it on once, but like I said, I did include the one that had the addendum of you get to choose that. So
that's so funny, the Paddington 2 one.
Yeah. Okay, so clearly...
Paddington 2?
Yeah. We obviously want to watch Paddington 2.
What is Grave Encounters?
93 minutes.
I think we watched Grave Encounters.
Here is the poster for it. It is a found footage film. The premise of the film is a paranormal reality TV show. Look for a... investigate a haunted psychiatric hospital, and it goes bad.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Hey, boys, you want to go watch a movie?
Let's go watch a movie.
All right.
I got so worried because just above Grave Encounters on the wheel is Possum.
I don't know about Possum.
So on both sides, we had Possum and then Phantasm, the 1979 one.
At one point, it was Hereditary slowing down.
In the vicinity? Ooh,
I can tell you exactly how far away it was. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 away my God. Was Hereditary. That is too close for comfort.
Wow.
Gone GM, let me count that one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That was 10. You had plenty of space there.
So the Hereditary was the closest fucked option by the sounds of it.
Having a quick look. Of the ones I know, there's other ones that I'm like, the Hermana one, I don't know. Unfriended, I don't really know. Remember. All of those were between Hereditary and Grave Encounters.
Man, it's so funny. I thought it was going to stop on... I thought it was going to just kick a little bit further and go to Possum.
That was genuinely nerve-wracking. I guess we'll go see what Grave Encounters is all about.
Let's do it.
All right. See you on the other side.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Thud. And we're back.
We spun, we watched.
We kneeled.
We kneeled for that beautiful wheel. I guess I should do...
Yeah, give us a synopsis.
All right, okay. Paddington 2 is a 2017 British... No.
Can I say, if you're listening to this right now, wherever you are, give us a round of applause. We're not going to give it to ourselves because we know we deserve it. We would like you to give it to us, and I will know if you didn't. And I'm not going to do anything, but I'll just know.
Yeah, wherever you are, doesn't matter if you're on public transport, doesn't matter if you're with
Give
friends,
us a clap.
Just start clapping.
Film yourself clapping. Send it to us on Instagram, the Scaredy Boys podcast.
No one's
clapping and saluting.
Yes. Like just playing, there goes my hero. Because we could have.
Yes.
We could have watched Paddington 2.
The option, but we not for the wheel.
That's growth.
Proud of us.
That's 4% growth.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. We're into our fifth year now. So maybe by the end of the year, we have to big five. We're getting there.
Our dicks are getting bigger. That's what it is, right?
I think officially that's mostly what it is.
Yeah.
Grave Encounters is a 2011 Canadian found footage supernatural horror film written, directed, and edited by the Vicious Brothers. It follows the crew of a paranormal reality television program who lock themselves in a supposedly haunted psychiatric hospital.
I can't take the Vicious Brothers seriously.
I know.
You know why? None of you have watched Succession, but in the last season, there's two characters, Tom and Greg, who have been calling themselves the Disgusting Brothers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because they just are having lots of sex all the time. And all I can think of when I see directed by the Vicious Brothers is I just think directed by the Disgusting Brothers. And then I just imagine the two characters of Tom and Greg ghost hunting.
Right.
And having lots of sex.
Yeah, together with other people. It's Matthew McFadden's character. Yeah. And what's his name? Greg is played by a tall, gangly guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that guy's name?
Cousin Greg? Is that
Cousin
what they call
Greg?
Him?
Yeah. Anyway, Grave Encounters.
Grave Encounters.
Greg Encounters.
The Vicious Brothers' masterpiece.
They're not brothers.
Which disgusts me. As someone who has brothers, what the hell? Don't call yourself vicious brothers.
Yeah, he's Stuart Ortiz and the other guy's Matthew Minahan or something like that.
Which also means they chose vicious brothers.
Yeah.
I don't know for me if that works as a great name.
It's a terrible name.
Okay, good. I was avoiding being too negative.
No, it's garbage.
But okay, let's do it. Yeah.
So they're just friends.
I guess. That'd be the equivalent of us calling ourselves the Cushing Brothers.
Actually, I mean, I'm back on board now. I think it's pretty good. I think it's clever. It's insightful. Did the Vicious Brothers direct anything else together?
A lot of shorts, it looks like.
Okay.
But their next feature film after this. So they did Grave Encounters 2, sorry.
So this was 2011. Mm. When did VHS kick off?
About now, I reckon.
So I know that before this, we've obviously had
Paranormal Activity.
Paranormal Activity and Blair Witch, which we were saying while watching this. This felt a lot like Blair Witch, but indoors.
This was 2011. Yeah, Blair Witch was, I think, 99.
Yeah, Blair Witch kicked it all off, obviously. Yeah,
I'm trying to remember. We've done a VHS.
VHS is 2012, the first one.
2012, ooh, right. It's interesting that they're not involved in any VHS sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's true, because that definitely is the same tone.
Yeah,
found
they kind of fit right into that little thing. Yeah. Too Vicious.
The two, cool, man.
I really do wish that one of their surnames was Vicious.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool, like Rob Savage.
Right. Yeah. It's just like you've got a name, you're like, shit, I guess I better make some horror movies. My name's Vicious.
Yeah, it's why Rob Zombie made a horror movie.
Yeah.
Because his surname's...
He doesn't even like horror movies. He's just Mr. Zombie.
Rob hates fucking horror.
Yes.
He fucking hates it.
You know, he loves
it. But he has to.
A fucking rom-com. Yeah. His name isn't Rom Zombie, so he's got to make some horror.
Rom-com Zombie.
Rom-com
he wants
zombie.
To direct Pixar films, and they just won't let him do it.
I mean, look, to be fair to Rob Zombie, he did direct a very faithful, like, reworking, reimagining, remake of The Munsters, which people are like, oh, it's going to be, like, edgy and spooky. No, it is camp.
Yeah, it looks silly as fuck.
It is literally of the tone and the style of the 60s sitcom.
I've heard it's kind of shit. And then I see someone whose reviews I respect very highly give it 5 stars. So I don't know. I don't know what you expect.
Wow. Okay, shit.
Yeah. It depends. If you're watching The Munsters for The Munsters.
Is The Munsters horror? Should we be watching The Munsters?
I don't know if we have to.
Okay, fine. I'm going to suss it out, Tom, and if it speaks to my heart, I'm going to suggest we do it.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
No, good.
That's what this year's all about, brother.
That's what we're all about.
Listening to your heart.
Except for this first episode.
Except for this first episode.
No, not this first one.
Because if we listened to our heart, we would have absolutely taken the easy road out.
Yes, we would have said Paddington 2.
The Cowardly Custard way out and said Paddington 2.
Especially when after we spun the wheel, chose the film, walked out, I revealed to the two of you, and I'm pretty sure I revealed this earlier in the episode, there's no way to check, that I had already seen this, and you were filthy.
Oh, it makes me sick every time you say, oh, yeah, I've seen that.
It was disgusting with me reading the movies and you're like, yeah, seen that.
We went through 75 titles and you'd seen a shitload of them.
What can I say?
Ones that I've never heard of in my entire life.
I live on the edge.
You live for that freak roommate of yours who you also happen to date and be in love with.
True.
Freak roommate.
The crying boy.
The crying boy. Yeah. All right.
Grave Encounters. Does some stuff. It was very interesting. So rewatching it the second time.
Disgusting.
Was not as terrified because I knew where the scares were.
Of course.
But you're braver now, Tom.
I'm possibly braver as well.
A couple years into your journey.
Yes.
But I also think I knew what to expect, so I knew I was safe for X period of time.
Before we get into your rewatch, tell us about your original watch.
Oh, I was so tense.
Okay.
Because I was just expecting a jump scare at every single fucking minute of a jump scare. Right. I could barely remember the framing device and had completely forgotten about the fake psychic Houston. I just remembered
the best character.
I fucking love him.
Yeah, when he comes in and he's doing all this shit and then they cut and he's like, how fucking good is that, man?
I feel like we know a few Houstons. I won't say any names.
Okay.
But within the acting cohort we're all familiar
Houston's
with.
Houston's got movie star lips.
Yes, he does have some movie star lips. Yeah.
I loved Houston. I really did.
R.I.P.
Wherever you are.
Spoiler alert, he dies in the movie.
Well, probably he did.
Maybe he gets exploded.
To be honest, this movie might have gone up a half a star if at the end...
He walked out alive.
We saw him walk out alive.
I would have given it 5 stars.
Yeah.
Because I'm here for Houston. Also, if your name's Houston, I wanted him to be like, we have a problem or something fucking cheesy as fuck. God, he was good. He was very funny.
Very funny.
Did you find, can I ask Tom, the first time you watched it, did you find the humor in it? Because there was lots of funny shit in it.
No, I was too scared.
Yeah.
But this time, this is what I was about to say. Like, I know, like the original watch, I was very scared. I got quite sweaty and stressed.
Mm-hmm.
But watching it this time, I was able to actually enjoy like the first 30 minutes in particular of the setup of Grave Encounters.
It's very good.
It's the most believable fucking mid-2000s.
Yes.
That kind of... Like, do you ever watch, there used to be one that... called The Most Extreme.
Okay.
On like a Saturday morning.
The Most Extreme.
It was called The Most Extreme. And it was American. And it was narrated by this guy. Be like, welcome to The Most Extreme. And it would be like animals or like the biggest buildings. And they'd count down like the 12 tallest buildings.
Right.
With like stock footage, him going over the top and like Matrix green style like animatronics of like the building being... This building is so tall, it touches God's dick. Like that's kind of the shit. But the font was the same,
yeah.
The kind of edgy thing. It's very Mythbusters.
Yeah, well, I did read that apparently it's a lot of the influence comes from this show, Ghost Adventures.
Ghost Adventures.
Which I've not seen, but it says that the series leading that, this guy, Zach Baggins, is known for these black muscle shirts and the technique of trying to invoke ghost presence, that it says here, by cussing the supposed specters and inviting attacks.
Wow.
Yeah. He's someone who's trying to bully the ghosts into showing themselves.
Ghost Adventures.
Ghost Adventures.
Oh, check this out.
Yes, yeah, I thought you might like that. I thought you might like that.
Crazy by him.
Yeah.
Oh, the show got cancelled when he got murdered? Is that what happened?
No. She said 2008, so I don't know. We'll have to see if it's still... Maybe it's still going. I don't know.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Fuck, that's good.
But yeah, the vibe of the fake ghost hunter kind of paranormal investigator show, or even just like that like era of non-fiction TV shows that were cool, like cool. TM.
Yeah.
Like the you said something like the font.
Yes.
Like the font is, fuck. It's
I love
so...
a font anyway, but they've nailed that. That's so good. For me, the best part, so definitely when our psychic came in, what was his name? Houston.
Houston, yeah.
When he came in and he's doing his thing and then we kind of get the, all right, cut. And he's like, oh my God, was that good? I thought that was pretty good. Sort of thing. That was great. But there was a moment when they're doing like what would obviously be the last thing before the show actually kicks off, as in like the intro to the actual TV show. And they're the angle of like the main guy being in front looking the tallest.
Yep.
And then the other three around him just looking a bit tough.
Yep.
Or holding random equipment.
Holding random equipment, just having like a very serious
self-serious. Like, arms crossed.
Yeah, it's like Matt's
got like a boom. You've got Sash with like two microphones. Right. And then Houston's holding nothing but just has his arms behind his back.
In
like
this very psychic
fucking
pose.
Neo.
Yeah,
it's got a bit of like that post-Matrix vibe of leather jackets and everyone's fucking cool.
These four characters would be very at home, Sean, in, dare I say it, the Underworld film franchise.
Oh, absolutely. Ooh, yeah, I mean, it's very inspired by Underworld as well, I think. By this point, we've had two films in the franchise, I think. Yeah.
Just give us a quick rundown of both those films.
That would be Underworld and Underworld Evolution.
Okay, and the synopsis and just the full...
I mean, if you want to get all that, you can find it on the Patreon, mate. Don't make me go down that dark hole again.
Good plug. Okay. Yeah, it was actually very... It was way more... a bit more tongue-in-cheek than I was expecting, I think.
Yeah.
Like, they knew exactly what they were doing. But it kind of worked in two different ways. One, it was generally fun as a viewer to kind of get this homage to this sorts of shows. But it actually did they did it well because it did a terrific job of giving us all the exposition we need, not so much about the setup because that's pretty self-explanatory, but for the characters.
Yes.
And the one thing I really appreciated that I said to you guys when we were watching is like, cool, we know exactly their feelings towards this stuff, which to me is the most interesting part for something like this is like, do they believe or do they not believe? And you're like, no, mostly they don't actually believe.
But if they saw something, that'd be cool.
Because it would be great television.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even like just the thing about like you understand all these characters, that great bit where they realize they're trapped and they all have this like, fuck, we're going to die. And Houston's like, I got an audition tomorrow.
Right. Like, I love the idea of him still trying to be an actor when someone would just turn around and be like, hold on, aren't you the psychic from... So you're not a real psychic? Like it would all unravel immediately. Yeah.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't give a shit.
As long as he gets the big break.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes, yes.
Was that the whole thing about... What was the show, the reality show from this era... I want to say The Hills.
Okay.
Which was framed as a reality show. And then I'm pretty sure the last episode of it, a crane camera pulls out and they're on a set.
Oh, okay.
And it was revealed that it was like scripted, essentially.
Yeah, righto, yeah.
Oh, I think it was The Hills. Okay. Someone's going to listen to this and be like,
I didn't see
it's
any
not
of
true.
These
no,
shows.
No.
I watched a bit of Big Brother.
Yeah.
Back in the day, back when Reggie won.
A bit of Survivor, Sean?
I think she won.
You would have watched a bit of Survivor.
No, I actually never got into Survivor.
Really?
There used to be an Australian show similar, I think, to Survivor called Treasure Island.
Okay. No, I remember Australian Survivor.
Oh, no, that came later, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. Do you remember Treasure Island? Maybe it was only a one-season show, but I fucking just loved the idea of it. It was like basically Survivor-esque. People would go and compete in tasks, and they were to find buried treasure.
Okay, that rules. Okay, yeah,
that's awesome. I fucking loved it. Yeah. I'm going to go home and try and find it.
Yeah. We're also a big fan of The Mole, Sean.
I love The Mole.
Yes,
Grant Bowler.
Grant Bowler from Lost, from True Blood. Yeah. Oh, I love Grant Bowler.
Amazing. I've not thought about that show since I think it's finished airing.
I think it came back.
It did. Briefly.
Didn't work out.
Can I tell you a fun fact about that?
Yeah.
So I went to high school with the girl whose sister won, and she was the mole.
Oh.
Yeah. It was very funny.
Jeez, I didn't know. We're brushing shoulders with celebrity.
I think that may be the longest bow I've ever reached for in my entire life. I think I've done a hamstring before my arm.
Doesn't your mum know Guy Pearce?
No.
Or something? Someone in your family know Guy Pearce? I've always thought you knew Guy Pearce somehow. Not you specifically, but some connection.
Yeah. Like, he went to the same, like, acting troupe thing, the youth theatre group that I was a part of.
That's Japan. Enough. That's enough for me. That's it. And Tom's best friends with Guy Pearce.
Okay, he's played a country music festival with my cousin. They played together.
Maybe the connection is purely just that they barrack for the same football team.
They're basically family.
Yeah.
Is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Get him on the show, Tom.
All right, I will.
Watch Count of Monte Cristo.
Yes.
It's not a horror.
Don't care. It's great.
Has Guy Pearce done horror?
Oh, I'm sure he would have.
Anyway, Grave Encounters.
Yes. No. Guy Pearce did the film that Katie Holmes filmed in Melbourne when Tom Cruise was in Melbourne, and it's a horror. Is that ringing a bell?
You have to give me more than that.
Guy Pearce, Katie Holmes, horror movie filmed in Melbourne.
All right, let's go. Let me look it up.
Around the 2005 period, I want to say.
Katie Holmes. Her filmography might be massive, so I should be able to find it.
Just do Katie Holmes, Guy Pearce. Just do both. It'll come.
I reckon if you're right. Yeah, just... he wants to do IMDb.
The detective loves his tool.
Could have probably Googled it and would have got there instantly.
Yes, if only we had a Google sleuth or something like that.
The title is like something like Don't Be Something Something The Dark or something like that.
Don't Be
that.
Afraid of the Dark?
Is that what it's called?
What year do you reckon?
I felt like it was a 2005 sort of period, but I could be wrong.
Okay, so we're like...
It's definitely not after 2010, I don't think.
Are you sure it's Katie Holmes? Oh, here it is. Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
Boom. Thank you. There's Guy Pearce in it.
2010.
Oh, okay. Well, but otherwise, very good.
I'm in the bracket.
Katie Holmes. Oh, my God. We have to do it.
Katie Holmes and Guy Pearce?
Yeah. You know who wrote it?
Is it Alex Proyas or something like that? Or is it Guillermo del Toro? Yes. Okay. Here we go. What? Now we're cooking.
All right. Next week. That's what we're doing.
Written by Del Toro and Matthew Robbins.
I remember this now. Jeez. Tom Cruise. They were staying at Crown Casino.
Okay, you're
Tom Cruise
Crown.
Was going to all the footy games. Everyone was trying to get him to everything. They were trying to put their sporting team jumper in his hands.
Right.
Okay, well, that's cool. Aussie film. There you go. Beautiful. Guy Pearce. So you'll talk to Guy Pearce and we'll watch that film.
Get him on.
Correct, Tom? Yep. Fantastic.
Great.
All right, sorted.
He's not even listening anymore. He's down at IMDb rabbit hole.
Yes. We're not getting him back.
I'm back.
Hey, he's back.
I'll reach out to these people.
All right, boys. Were we scared?
I was not.
No. I want to say no. I actually wasn't.
Yeah. And is it in big part because it took way too long to be scary?
Yes.
Tom, you looked at the website that Michael Shanks put us onto a while back. Where's the jump?
Yep.
Where's the jump?
This was post, like, the movie where the credits are rolling.
We didn't pre-check this. Obviously, that would be.
Well, Tom had already seen it.
I already knew when they were. Yeah. Well, not when they were coming, but I knew that it was backloaded.
Yeah. So there was, like, one sort of significant big jump and probably the scariest, if you will, moment of the film. And that came, what was it, an hour into
1 hour, 1 minute, Mark.
And this is a 90-minute film. Yeah. So for me, that's psychotic.
I will say, though, so there are, like, the way they have, like, big scares and they're in bold and then there's like lesser ones.
Yeah, there were four.
All the big four happen within about 15 minutes of one another.
They were all after one hour.
Mark.
Yeah.
That to me is insanity. I always think of Cargill.
Yeah, yeah.
C. Robert Cargill, who I think talked about if you're writing a horror film, I think it was every 7 to 10 pages, there's got to be a scare. There's got to be something big.
Yeah, yeah.
To be fair, I did actually quite enjoy the scare of the first half of the film, which is the building shifts around them and it just happens really subtly. It just takes them longer to get places at first. And then all of a sudden they get lost, finding their way back to the lobby. They get turned and then they come back to the lobby and you're like, okay, that's fine.
But
and
that's then you not get significantly happening until the last half an hour.
No, that's in the back half. But I do like that scary element. That part of me, I think, hits a specific kind of scare of...
Yes,
that great vibe of when they smash open the lobby doors.
Yeah.
And it's another corridor. Yeah. Like maybe we got turned around and they close the doors behind them and it's the same door with the graffiti.
Agreed. This is where it was like, oh, it is Blair Witch, but indoors, where this the building is moving around them. And I thought they actually did really well. I actually liked this a lot more than I was maybe expecting, just because I didn't really know much going in, because obviously we just spun the wheel.
Yeah.
But there were things like that where, again, you think of the year this is made, you're like, okay, doesn't mean that much before. We've seen so much of this sort of found footage horror stuff now. Literally, you boys have seen Gone GM Haunted Asylum, which takes the exact same premise, really, in a lot of ways.
And can I just say, does it a lot better.
And does a lot better.
Ask me if I'm scared of that one, mate.
You scared of...
I will leave right now. I never want to talk about it again. Don't you dare watch it. You never have to watch it.
You tell me
I've told you this.
Yes.
If you choose to watch it for this show,
yeah.
It's been long enough now since I've seen it, out of respect for the product we're producing for people, I'll have to watch it again. Don't put me through that.
Don't weaponize
playing the friendship card.
Yeah, I know.
It's my friendship mulligan for the year. Played.
I think
it's on the table.
I think if Damo wants to watch Gone Jam, Sean, then we need to be the proper friends and we need to watch it with
him. No, you're a goddamn son of a bitch.
He just Uno reversed your ass, mate.
Because he's a cheeky motherfucker. Yeah. He's got a crime boy in his house that's manipulating him.
Buongiorno. Let me give you another scenario, Sean.
All right.
Damo watches it. We're playing NBA 2K upstairs.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love it.
And listening, and then every now and again going, yeah, he's up to the fuck bit. Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah. Well, you deserve that.
I'm going to get yelled at for my efforts.
You know what? We would have to watch it with him, because otherwise he'll just fucking get up and walk away and not look at the screen.
Walking in the fucking ocean. That was the worst experience of my life.
Let's never do it.
Okay,
look, it's trying to tear us apart.
Yeah.
It's incantation too.
We cannot do it. Throw up you saying that.
Yeah, we can't do it.
Oh, man. But yeah, this one was generally that sort of stuff where it's like the stuff moving around them and
the nighttime stuff too, and the time thing. It's that idea of obviously they're in an insane asylum.
They're losing
time. They're losing space. They're losing their minds.
Right.
Are their memories playing tricks, or were they, that whole thing is.
And
is
like the food rotting and these like.
Well, because that's like, well, how long?
Yeah.
They think it's been that, but. When he's like, could be 8 p.m. We were asleep for 7 hours.
Yeah.
And then later on when he's eating the rat and being disgusting, he says at one point, I have no idea how long we've been in here.
Yeah.
But you pointed something out, Tom. You said that in the preamble at the start, the guy mentions this is 72 hours sort of condensed down into 90 units.
76 hours 76. Of raw footage. Okay, they also turn the cameras off at times.
Great point.
Yeah,
could have been. I mean, if you're eating a rat,
yeah.
If it's gotten to that, I think it's a lot longer than, fucking.
Definitely.
I mean, it's also that he's possibly just gone absolutely fucking
insane. He has definitely gone insane.
Well,
yeah.
That's before the rat was lobotomized.
Unpleasant.
Yeah.
Very unpleasant. Tom, can I ask you, does this tickle... Like, you love House of Leaves.
Yeah.
And I know that... I don't know, but there's elements of that book that are, a room perhaps is not the size that it should be and stuff like that. So does this tickle that part of you?
I love that sort of shit. Mm, yeah. I love that. I love innocuous...
Can I tell you
something?
That
kind of innocuous horror, yeah.
I think we all own a copy of House of Leaves.
Yes, yeah.
I think I told you this. Last time I was like going away somewhere, I thought, maybe I'll bring that with me. Maybe I'll finally give it a read. I can't find it.
Oh.
And it's a big book.
Yeah.
And the way my house is set up, I have like specific places where books are. Where the fuck's that book? It's gone. I've looked really long and hard for it.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, I've had it for a while.
Or did you borrow my copy and give me my
copy
back?
No, I bought it from a bookshop that we love to go to.
I will let you know, Sean, that Dimmix,
yes.
The one that we go to a lot,
yep.
Often has 2 to 3 copies of House of Leaves.
Oh, no, I don't want to rebuy it because it was like 50 bucks. Like, I just want to find the one that I just think it's very strange that it's disappeared.
I think there's a new corridor in your house somewhere. It's probably down there.
I'm going to find it buried somewhere within the house.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
No.
You're going to find it in a room that is exactly 3 inches larger.
I have to ask. I'll put this on the record.
Yep.
When you've both been at my house,
Have
either of you moved it?
No, I wouldn't think to do that.
No, I'm not a prankster. I wouldn't think to do that.
I don't really do pranks either.
Yeah.
It puzzles me. I'm going to be honest.
You don't like pranks?
I don't like pranks. I was even thinking watching this one that like if you were in this setting, it would be so easy to prank anybody, right? Yeah. And I'm like, but I couldn't do it.
They don't do a lot of pranks, I will say. There's also... not the early 2000s obligatory found footage shot of just tits.
Or the guy being like...
Hey, well, let's have sex. Because I guess they're working.
That's true. They are on the
professionals.
Job.
But they still like...
Yeah.
That's still a classic...
Oh, big time.
You know,
yeah.
Classic staple.
Yeah.
I did look at IMDb, the parental section.
Mm-hmm.
There's a section under nudity. And I was like...
What
the fuck? And I open it. And one of them is Sasha undoes her bra so they can read the message on her back. And I'm like, that's not nudity. That's a back.
Do you even see her take the bra off, though?
No, I think they've lifted her shirt up.
pull her shirt up. Lift her shirt and you're just looking at her back with the word scratched into it. Yeah. Okay. I thought maybe you were going to say like a little glimmer of ass cheek at one point.
Right. From the horrific. It's that thing of, I will say that with some of the scares though, the thing that I kind of like the effect.
Mm.
It doesn't always give you the mileage. But what happens in this a lot of the time is you get fucked face. Yep. Fucked face gets more fucked.
Right.
Particularly with that girl. It's like, I'm scary.
Yeah.
I'm a bit more scary.
Hey, some more scary. Yeah,
and the,
yeah.
the last guy as well.
It's a real fine line though, I think.
Yes.
It can really tip over to like goofiness very easily.
I think so too. I think for me, the scare factor comes more from what you're talking about before. I like the, when you really break down the idea of being in that situation, just how very hopeless it is. The sun literally is refusing to rise outside. Yep. Like, as soon as you bring that supernatural element in where you're like, I cannot even fathom what's taking place and I'm so helpless to do anything about it, that's horrifying. That's horrific.
It's different to Blair Witch too, because at least in that one, they've got daylight and fresh air. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's that continual hope of like, oh, we'll just keep walking. We'll find a different place. But this is just, as soon as you reach that point where they go, what's that? Kenny. Kenny was supposed to be here. It's, you know, 2 hours past that time, but then hang on a sec, it's still dark outside. What the fuck? Then it's kind of like locked in, dead.
Yeah. I looked at the sunrise chart. It should have risen at 7:45.
Yeah.
That's it. And I like that they kept laying in new things to sort of insinuate just how big and bad this was. It wasn't like, hold on, this one corridor was not meant to be here.
Yeah.
And like even going up the stairs to the rooftop. No. That's just paved off. You can't get up there.
And even when they're looking at the map and they're trying to work out where they are on that map on the wall. Great and line. It's like, so we've just walked here. So we're up on level 4. And one of the guys is like, yeah, but it says you are here level 1.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just that you can't trust anything. You can't trust your own like senses or awareness for any element that's around you.
Him waking up in the tunnel being like, I don't know how long I was asleep for, but there's a door here now.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
So for me, that's the parts I really loved. And then what you were saying before, Shauna, of like needing to front end some of the bigger scares more, bring in some jump scares.
You could get rid of Matt in the first half hour.
Yeah, exactly. Like something like that. So like definitely like when Tom, you said for your first watch, you're like, I was on edge and I was sweating. Where again, I don't think we were because the things we were getting were so small, like the wheelchair moves or something like that at all. They did take a photo and there was an image slightly in it, but they don't even know it yet. So you needed one big one to go, shit, anything can happen. Now I'm waiting for it to happen. And then the longer we wait from that point, it gets scarier because we're really waiting and we know something's coming.
Even if you do one where, because they have so many cameras set up where they're not actively looking.
Yeah.
That's like the wheelchair one's a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
It moves when they're not looking. The photos that they can't see have ghosts in them.
Yeah, yeah.
The idea where one of the cameras, we get a jump scare of something just popping up and staring into the camera with a fucked face, but they miss it and then they walk into the room and we go, oh, fuck.
That creates great tension. That's the bomb that we know about that the characters don't know about.
We've talked about it a lot, the Silence of the Lambs sequence. We can see where Buffalo Bill is.
Yeah, yeah.
So show us the ghost early so we know, oh, they're fucked.
Yeah.
They're absolutely fucked.
Got to pepper scares in. Like most, it is a cliche, but it's an effective one. I think you've got to have those little fake out ones in the initial stages where like there's a loud noise or a sudden thing and it's just, there's a release because you're like, oh, it was just a silly thing. It's nothing. Yeah. And then you build up to the bigger ones. Like when you wait an hour for your 90-minute film to unleash a big spook, it's like, this is my own personal taste. I'm gone by then. Right. I really am.
Right. I got a jump though. There was the one where it runs at the camera. That still caught me out. There's a few of those where you're like, oh, Jesus, oh, fuck.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it does pretty well because, again, we've got to remember this is a low-budget film and that sort of stuff. Also, I do think of the era it's in, like, it's just followed on from Paranormal Activity, which if you think of Paranormal Activity, like, it mostly is those little movements. Like,
there's no big scares in Paranormal Activity until the end, too, but I think it gives you enough early.
Yeah, but I think they're trying to do what Paranormal Activity did, where you see the wheelchair move, you see the girl's hair get picked up or touched or whatever, and there's nothing big yet because, like, no, it's the slow build, which, again, but maybe
Paranormal Activity still gives you big stuff early. Like, there's, like, things catching on fire.
Right.
There's, like, the footsteps.
Yeah.
There's the door opening. There's her getting... Like, there's a lot early, and yes, you then get the really big fuck-off stuff in the back half. But even I think she gets dragged out of the bed in Paranormal Activity about halfway through.
That scene happens,
where the blankets go
and then
she gets dragged out of the bedroom.
Damon, you pointed out while watching it, probably the most tense moment of the film is sort of towards the end with Lance. And that's because I think in your mind you're just sort of like, well, we're definitely in the end game now.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is when things are actually at their most sort of precarious.
That's like, when I was
at
really,
any
like,
moment
yeah.
something really fucked could happen.
Yeah, and that's an interesting one for this one because I feel like whether it's us and the stage we're at, which is crazy to think, or this film. Because, yeah, again, talking like Tom's original experience watching this film where he was sweating the whole way. But for me, even though it felt like I should have been going, fuck, when's the scare going to come? I wasn't. I felt very safe of like, we're just getting the little scares now.
Yep.
There's no fear of big scares. And I can't even exactly say why I wasn't more on that end of like, but it could be a big scare around the corner. I was like, it doesn't feel like it. Yep. Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until, that very, really the last 15, 20 minutes where I was like, no, we're really in it. Like the characters are so in it. And especially when Lance was just on his own, he had the camera, he's just walking through this fuck setting, this new thing that he's found, that door that he found. And so you're like, well, we have to get something here. Like where I just needed more of that, like, we have to get something, where there's too many times where I was just like, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to get anything.
You said feeling safe. And that's great, because this movie did not make me feel unsafe.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And that's probably what you want from this type of film, this subgenre of horror.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, this is hard for you because this is your second watch.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't create a vibe of unsafety to me. And
not as a viewer.
It's because of the slow, it's because there isn't a steady release of scares.
I will say, if we'd watched this in our first year doing Scaredy Boys.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Would have killed us.
Yep.
I think there is an element of what we're bringing to it as well now. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Can't be killed. That's what's gone jam.
Holy shit. This
cut
kid.
His fucking microphone in half. Split it in half.
All right. Did our character act wisely or foolishly?
Oh.
They are dumb.
No, they're
dumb as shit.
Yeah.
Going there is the mistake, but locking themselves in when they don't need to.
You don't have to. The whole thing is like, it's good for the cameras. You can film a pickup shot at any moment that shows a padlock on a door.
Don't lock
yourself in. What if there's a medical emergency?
Especially because they're so willing.
Is there a toilet in there? What if one of you needs to take a shit. Fucking hell.
You gotta go outside. It was a terrible toilet.
Yeah, it was a bad toilet.
But especially because like so much of the other stuff, like the great moment where they pay the gardener to make, who's been working there for a day, to say he'd been there for 10 years and he'd seen a ghost just over there. And he delivered a brute performance.
The ectoplasm on the wall.
Like they're so willing to fake so much stuff. So to actually lock the doors feels crazy. Yeah.
But I guess my question to you both is, do you think it would have mattered?
No, actually, I don't think it would have mattered.
If the doors were locked, all right, they're locked. But if the doors move and then they're lost in the house, they just then open the... Oh, we've got to get out. Instead of Barrett knocking the door down, they just open the door and it opens into a corridor.
Do you think it's the moment they're really fucked is when we get that small glitch and the window opens?
Yes.
So what is it at that point? Do we have any thoughts
I think
on
it's
that?
Just they're in there at night.
Okay, right.
I think they just make the mistake of being there. And I think also of aggravating the spirits a bit.
Yeah.
Because you've got fake psychic pretending to be like, someone killed themselves right here.
Mm.
There's a lot of other, like, they're tramping around, being silly. Not like, they're not being like...
But it's even just the disrespect of bringing cameras in and trying to evoke a response.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the arrogance of trying to do that.
Yeah.
So if you've got spirits in there or ghosts in there, it's disrespectful from the outset.
Sure,
sure. So it's kind of like, yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Once you shut that door, it's never going to open again.
I think the stones are going in and closing the door.
Right.
And then I think it's a bit like Blair Witch. The stones are going to find the Blair Witch.
Yeah, yeah.
No, sorry. The stones in Blair Witch are knocking the stones.
It's the literal stones. That's where that comes from.
It's been a long day, boys.
I told you to cut his microphone in half.
You did, to be fair.
Gough.
When Kenny even says, I think to Matt, where he's like, don't smoke. No, just don't even smoke. Like,
actually, that's another, yeah.
Yeah, and so like they're already set up to be like, if you're not careful, if you don't follow the rules, things are going to go bad. Clearly, Kenny's there at night and has managed to survive.
Mm.
So I do think, it's the fact that they're bringing all this shit in and not really caring.
They're coming
about
in with disrespect.
And he's smoking constantly.
Constantly, yeah. So ultimately, I don't think it would have mattered, Tom. You're right. They would have been fucked regardless.
Yeah.
So dumb, I guess. The worry I have here is that we've talked about doing something in this vein.
Yep.
And every time we watch something like this, we go, well, clearly not wise. They're foolish as all hell. They chose to do this thing. I'm worried that's us. We're those dumb fucks.
You know, you watch a thing like this and right now, feeling right now, we just shouldn't do it.
No.
We should not.
I did that.
You did do that.
Yeah, you're a fucking psycho, mate.
That's crazy. I asked you that. Like, is this what you're like? Yeah, it's exactly what it was like. Crazy.
There was a group of us and it's run by the government, so we're probably safe.
Run by the government?
State government.
Okay.
Tourism government.
Tourism stuff. Right, tourism stuff, yeah. It's a tourist attraction.
Yeah, cool.
Who would it's want also to do a government, like it's an old government building too, because it's an old state-run asylum.
Right.
This is, Tassie.
We got a whole episode about this. It was
very, very fucked thing.
It was a mess. Yeah, go listen to that if you haven't already.
You can hear about the fake psychic that I'd deal with. I had my own fucking Houston.
Yes, that's right.
Fucking dumb fuck from Queensland.
That's so funny.
I'd be listening. I'm going to bat. He will be listening because he'll know because he's a psychic.
He's a psychic.
Going to hit him with my car and just be like, did you see that coming, did you?
So, to us being the dumb shits in this situation that anyone else is like, well, they deserved it because they put it on themselves, what would we do in this situation?
Oh, we'd die.
Oh, is that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. Oh, that's easy. That's
we would, die. Yeah, we would right. die. We would die. I think...
I'd see myself the most in TC, the cameraman.
Yeah, you're a big TC fan.
Yeah. I liked his anger. It would be me. He was pretty instantly, like pretty early on, just like, basically had the vibe of, what are we doing? Why are we here?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yes, he did.
I want to go home.
I did love how quickly they, because like, again, these people, they weren't skeptics necessarily. They didn't really feel like believers.
No.
It really didn't take much for them to go, okay, we're getting fucked out of here.
Well, I think Tom said this because they feel a little bit like skeptics who don't believe. But then Tom was like, they don't believe until they can maybe catch something.
Yeah, then they're ready to believe.
Because then he says that whole thing about the hair. He's like, he gets annoyed about the slamming door and the hair thing because he's like, I thought we were going to actually get something.
Yes.
So I think there's a part of old mate.
Of Lance.
That actually wants something.
Agreed.
He wants good TV.
Yeah.
Because like when things get really spooky, he's like, we're going to make so much money.
Yeah,
like thinks he's going to make money from it.
Yes.
Foolish.
Yeah. Then he's documenting his own demise. So I think what happens pretty quickly is we get fucked up.
Okay.
I would wonder if we were more polite.
Yeah.
How would we do better or worse?
You're Lance, by the way, in this scenario.
Yeah, I assumed so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're Houston, Damon.
Like, is it Houston? Hell yeah, I'll take that.
No, Tom's probably Houston and you're Lance.
Okay.
And I'm TC.
He's got the lips. I don't have the Houston lips.
I've got a little gold chain around my neck.
Well, he's just got the acting background.
He does indeed. Yeah,
yeah, boys, I got an audition tomorrow. Let's wrap this up.
We would die.
I mean, they're literally all the characters of this thing die. I think us being more polite, I do think that would probably help. Like we said, they're not really paying attention to the fact that there are a few warnings early on, but I think inevitably it's an insane asylum. Like,
yeah. The doctor is very clearly a bad man.
Right. He's doing a horrible experimental stuff. So, like, even if they got us, okay, either the patients or the doctors are going to get us. Either way, it's bad news.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? I did say to you boys, it'd be really good if I was to get a factory reset and maybe Dr. Freakin had factory reset me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, with lobotomy, you mean.
It's not a good reset, Tom.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But it would mean that all the horror movies he had watched that we get so frustrated with him for having watched, clean slate.
Actually, I did say before I'd love for that to happen.
Yeah.
So this is a good outcome.
Okay.
And we're nice to the ghost, Damo, you
yeah,
and I.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Kenny comes and gets us out of there. We go and have breakfast with Kenny.
I don't.
Kenny knows a little diner around the corner.
And a drooling Thomas.
Lovely breakfast, little bacon and eggs.
Yeah. I don't think you're getting out without being lobotomized either.
Oh, why? We're nice.
You're getting bathtubbed, cunt.
Bathtubbed.
There was venom in his eyes when he said that.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
And I respected it.
Yep.
I'm in that bathtub.
Okay. Look, he's spoken.
I'm in.
Yep.
It tips over. I'm gone.
He's done. Where? Doesn't matter. Don't worry about it.
TC heaven.
Yep. Well, I think that's all the scary talk we have for this episode.
Yeah.
I've been Damien.
I've been Sean.
I've been Tom.
And if you scary listeners like this show would like to help us out, you can head over to patreon.com/scaryboys and become a patron. $5 a month, you get access to all our bonus episodes, as well as now that we have this big scary wheel, I reckon we should spin it again in the future.
Ooh, maybe.
So we'll keep the options that are on there, as much as I hate many of them, truly, truly hate many of them, and I was really ready to delete them off the wheel. But anyway, but any new patrons, as soon as you subscribe to Patreon, if you just want to DM us on the app and tell us your movie pick, I will add it to the big scary wheel.
This means that the big scary wheel is only ever going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
And scarier. Yeah.
So every time.
And you know what really scares me now?
Yeah.
For the new patrons, they know that we'll take anything.
That's true.
I've always been like, oh, but we've got some limits. We're not going
to
be doing that.
Yeah, we proved earlier today that we were happy to cop a wheel that contained both Martyrs and Gone GM.
And Hereditary.
Two human centipedes.
We were five little things off Hereditary. 10 off Gone GM.
Disgusting.
Spin. Spin.
I hate my life. Otherwise, leave us a review if you listen. And if you'd like to send us an email, you can at 3scaredboys@gmail.com. Or you can find us on Instagram at Scaredy Boys Podcast. Or individually, you can find us on socials. I'm at DamianRob.Writer or at Midday Pajamas.
I'm a Carney from 55.
And I'm an awkward treat on everything.
Stay scared, everyone.
Houston's got movie star lips.